Paul, so close this afternoon, but another terrific effort. You're going to have to do it all again, of course.
Yeah, we will, but we'll take a lot of confidence from it. You know, the performance for a majority of the game against, you know, the league table tells you they're the best team in the division. So I'm delighted with the players. We're obviously really disappointed not to come away with a win. But I've just said to the players there, if we perform like that in the majority of our games, you know, we'll do well.
Yeah, I mean, the unbeaten run extended to four games now. And another pleasing aspect is that the chances still keep coming, don't they? James Coppinger, Dean Firmin, and then late on, Kyle Bennett as well off the bench. What a way to return to the side that would have been.
I know, and look, you've been banking Kyle 99 times out of 100 to stick that away. But delighted with the effort of the boys. You know, we played a really good team today. We restricted them until late on. To minimum chances, we created a lot of well. I thought we moved the ball really well, switching the play. So, you know, we're going to Oldham next week in a lot of confidence, and we know we're going to have a tough trip down there.
First half especially, just looked like all that was missing was just that little bit of luck in the final third.
I said that to them at half-time. You know, sometimes you can be critical of the finishing and maybe not shooting as much, but every time there seemed to be a little ricochet, it fell to one of their players. So we told the boys to keep going. Keep playing the stuff and not get too frustrated. You know, we maybe went a little bit gung-ho after we scored our goal, you know, and trying to get that second, which you want for your teams, but you've got to use a little bit of game management. But overall, you know, I'm pleased with the boys.
I mean, it does mean a replay, but the carrot is still there, isn't it? A potentially lucrative fourth-round tie, and that's huge. This is a competition that has been kind to you. You've got good memories of the FA Cup, Paul.
I have, and look, we know that we're in the hat on Monday. That's your aim. Ideally, we would have liked to have won the game today. But we go down to Bristol City in good form, but especially good away form, you know, which will be important for us.
And back to league matters as well, and another nice one for you next week, of course, going back to Oldham again. They must be sick of the sight of you, Paul.
They were sick of the sight of me when I was there, tell you that. So, it'll be good going back, but what we need to do is maintain the level of performance that we've had today. You know, the intensity was really good without the ball and moved the ball around well. And we had it, so we need to keep this run going. You know, showing a good bit of consistency, not over just the last four games. I think that's two defeats in 11 now. The two defeats that we feel we're unlucky to have. So we need to keep it going now.
And another pleasing aspect is, Paul, competition for places. You've got two players back from injury on the bench today, Kyle Bennett and Nathan Tyson, both playing well before they actually got injured, but they're back on the bench today.
They are, and, you know, it gives us great options regardless of who's starting. I thought Theo worked his socks off again today. Harry, after coming into the team, you know, after 60, 70 minutes, he tired a little bit, which we were expecting, but it's great for me to turn around and see Curtis May in there, Nathan Tyson, Kyle Bennett, because we've not really had the options this season.
Yeah, and some good news with regard to Ender Stevens on Saturday, Paul, with the extension of his loan contract. So that's a pleasing all-round, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And look, our aim in this window, our initial aim in the transfer window, is to keep the back five together. And I think that's nine goals in 14 games since that lot have been together. And that gives you a good base to go and play the football that we want to play.
I mean, it is that time of year. I have to ask you, Paul, about January business. You've got two sort of matters outstanding in so much as Sam Johnston and then Andy Butler. You mentioned your back five. How important have they been, those two players, included in that four-game unbeaten run? So there's a little bit of work to do there, isn't it? What is the latest on the two players?
It's the same thing I said to you guys in the press on Friday, that we're confident. We're confident with Ender. We got that done. And we're hopeful we'll have some good news early next week.
OK, last question from me, Paul. These are players who are already at the club. Might it be that you could be casting the net, having a look at maybe some new players to bring to the club as well?
We always do. We're always out there looking. We're not doing our job properly if we don't. Pleasing thing is, you know, that the players can make my job easy in January if I keep performing the way they are at the minute.
And Dean Firmin as well, you're going to miss him now, Paul, aren't you? This is one of those matters that you've been having to deal with. And good for him, of course. You wouldn't deny him international representation, but I'm sure you'd rather have him in your starting lineup, wouldn't you?
Yeah, it's fantastic for Dean. You know, I've had Dean for the last 5 years now. And, you know, it's a great honour for him to go and captain his country at a major tournament. Slightly disappointing thing is it means he's going to lose games from us. You know, we want Dean to do well. The nicest possible way. We hope he's not away for too long.